Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate answered him, "So you are a king." And Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Today's sermon title is "The Reign of God." For Christ the King Sunday, the expected spelling for reign would be R-E-I-G-N, which refers to royalty and authority, dominion, sovereignty, and supremacy. But the spelling for today's sermon title, "The Reign of God," is R-A-I-N, the water that falls from the sky. I selected this word and this spelling as a spiritual metaphor for God's grace, God's love, God's forgiveness, but also God's royalty and authority and dominion and sovereignty and supremacy. The rain that comes from the clouds is essential for the earth. It's essential for the life of the earth. It helps things grow, brings nourishment to the earth. The result of rain is fruit. For our physical health, we need water. We have to stay hydrated. Without adequate water, we die. God's rain, and here's the metaphor, God's grace, is essential to fall down upon us for our spiritual growth. And God's rain is greater than any physical rain. For example, if I have a plant in my garden that's dead, no amount of rain will bring that plant back to life. But not in the kingdom of God. God's rain has the life-giving power to bring the dead back to life. The rain that comes from the clouds can also cause flooding, destruction, even death. I suggest today that in the metaphor of God's reign, there's a destructive force as well. And what God intends to destroy is sin. God's reign is intended to destroy evil. God's reign destroys even death itself. The story of Noah and the flood is often used by atheists to argue, and I've heard this a lot, They use that story to argue that God destroys innocent people. But the story of Noah and the flood was intended to be a metaphor that God's work is to destroy sin. God's work is to destroy evil. God's reign does not cause the death of innocent people. God's reign gives love and life to the innocent, as well as to the guilty. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that God's reign falls on both the righteous and the unrighteous. The truth is that God's love rains down upon everyone. Jesus, our King, taught this, and he lived this truth. God's reign is for all people. Now, there's dozens of metaphors for rain. A famous one is, rain is nature's tears. So I say, sometimes the rain of God is divine tears. We have two recorded times in the Gospels where Jesus shed tears. He shed tears at the death of his friend Lazarus. Earlier, when I was talking about a dead plant in my garden, I said that God's reign is more powerful than physical rain. God's reign has the power to give life to the dead. The story where Jesus shed tears is the same story that the dead Lazarus came back to life. God's tears give life to God's people. God's tears give life to all people. After his Palm Sunday entrance into Jerusalem on a donkey, we're told that Jesus wept. Jesus shed tears over the city of Jerusalem. He was grieving that that city didn't recognize. And I quote Jesus, "The city didn't recognize the things that make for peace." Jerusalem didn't recognize the things that make for peace. Worldly kingdoms don't recognize the things that make for peace. Very often, worldly kingdoms forget what makes for peace. At their worst, kingdoms of this world rely on human power. Human kingdoms of this world even rely on evil and war and terrorism to survive. Followers of Jesus do not cling to worldly power and sin. Those in the kingdom of God cling to love. We cling to grace. Those in the kingdom of God cling to forgiveness, to survive, and to thrive. Worldly kingdoms think they will survive and thrive on sin and evil. But in fact, worldly kingdoms that do this will die. The kingdom of God never dies. And the truth is that the kingdom of God is the only kingdom that will survive. The kingdom of God gives life and brings life out of death. The kingdom of God will live on for all eternity. That is the truth that Jesus came to give us. There's another place where we hear about the tears of Jesus. In the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, the writer says, "In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death." Jesus prayed with tears. That was God's reign. And so it is with us. Our tears are prayers of God's reign. Today's gospel reading is very close to the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross. And the reign of God is about to be mixed with the blood of Christ for us and for our salvation. By his death on a cross, God's reign, it is promised, will never end. Love and peace and healing and forgiveness are coming down, and they will never end. Because Jesus himself is the reign of God. In last week's sermon, when I was talking about problems and troubles and sin and evil, I referred back to a Lenten theme we had. When it rains, it pours. Yes, when it rains, it pours. I saw a lot of heads nodding, and we know that. We've all felt that. We've probably all said it at one point or another. Because there's times when one problem seems more than enough, and then another arises. When it rains, it pours. And then another arises. When it rains, it pours. Now, I want us to apply that phrase, that saying, that proverb, to today's message about God's reign. God's reign. When it rains, it pours. When life is overwhelming, when life is troublesome, when life is painful, God sends divine rain upon us. God sends grace. God sends healing. God sends love. And when we mess up, God sends forgiveness. When it rains, it pours. Remember this, people. When it comes to God's grace, love and healing and peace and forgiveness, when it rains, it pours. Let's take that proverb and apply that in our spiritual lives to what God is doing. When it rains, it pours. And this is the truth that Jesus came to give us, that God continues to give to us grace and love and forgiveness and healing and peace. One of my favorite photographs ever, and I'm sure, Joe, you can picture this in your mind when I say it, is a photo that I took 24 years ago in our Ohio home. The two grandsons spent a couple weeks with us at Vacation Bible School, and I took the photo from our living room. The grandsons were outside in the pouring rain. Joe's nodding her head already. Outside in the pouring rain, standing under the eaves, getting drenched, soaked to the bone, and they were laughing. They were enjoying every minute of it. You remember that photo. Our response to the grace and the love of God that's being showered down upon us is to be joy, holy, deep, soulful joy for what God does for us. Deep down in our souls, we have this joy, this divine joy that God gives us love and healing and forgiveness and peace. I'd like to share with you one of my favorite spiritual exercises. I was a member of the churchwide assembly of the ELCA in 2007. And for me, this was a week-long retreat. Unexpectedly, it was a retreat for me. It was a holy spiritual week. I was one of over 1,000 voting members of this assembly. Now, we had our meals in a huge ballroom. We all met together, over 1,000 of us, in this huge ballroom. And one time I arrived early. I must have left a meeting early or something, but I was the only one in the ballroom. And I can remember standing there in this huge ballroom, feeling God's grace come upon me. And so sometimes when I pray, I transport myself back to that ballroom to feel again the grace of God like rain falling upon me. Let us pray. Right here, right now, think of the pain you have in your life. And feel God's rain gently fall upon you and upon your pain. Think of a struggle you're going through. Feel God's rain gently fall upon you. Think of a hurt you're experiencing. Feel the rain of God fall upon you. Think of a sin you need forgiven. Feel God's rain gently fall upon you. God's forgiving rain. Think of a doubt or an unbelief. And feel God's rain fall upon you and within you. My dear friends, feel the soft rain of God's love fall now into your soul. Think of those you love going through pain or a struggle. Or doubt or sin. Pray now that God's rain gently fall upon them. And think of the kingdoms of this world, kingdoms at war, kingdoms in division. Think of the hostility in our world, think of the hatefulness, think of the evil. God's rain is falling. The floodgates of God's love are open. Pray and believe in the rain of God. Listen to the rain of God. Feel the rain of God.